Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Kuro's praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Hey, welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined today with my co-host, Elgin David.
What's up, everybody?
And his buddy, his guest. His,
hey, what's up? It's Josh.
Josh.
Yeah.
And you guys, is this your roommate?
Buddy? No, this is Josh Randall, a.k.a. J. Rand, international recording artist.
Really?
Yeah.
We know each other because we used to be in a boy band together, and we lived in Germany and toured for 2 years as teens.
So. Yeah.
You guys got a lot of trim back then.
We have a lot of trim. Of stories, almost getting beat up,
sex.
Craziness.
And that was a while back, like, well, the German chicks have hairy armpits, and
hey, we'll take what we can get.
You know. Yeah.
We always said though when we went to Germany and came back to Florida how much better looking the girls in Florida were.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, now you're here, you better say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's literally the truth.
No, seriously.
Yeah. Well, Eastern European women, or like Romanian Russian women, they're pretty hot, but the Germans, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't.
And they're not so yeah. Funny.
Get over here and lick my pussy.
He was with the girl. Won't tell the story.
Oh, we can. Okay.
Well, so he was with this girl one time.
I was
in
with
Germany.
This girl in Germany, and we were naked, and she looks at me, and we're sweating like it's so hot in this place.
Right.
And she's like, she just looks at me, she goes, lick me, lick me. And I'm like,
he was like, no.
Yeah.
It's really hot in here.
Yeah. You're a little gamey, honey.
What is this gamey?
What is this gamey?
Get on your knees. Get on your knees.
Get down. No,
get
that's
down.
That's like Austrian.
It's Austrian, yeah. So, by the way, it's our Wednesday show here, and Peter Leonard's out for the day.
Yeah,
and
Peter's not here.
Which kind of sucks because he usually brings, the party favors,
a little pregame activities,
a little ritualistic, kind of smoking peace pipe kind of thing before the show, and so now the show is not going to be that funny.
Yeah, we might go take a shot, in between segments.
Yeah, we have to go back to the old liquor.
Yeah.
Go back. By the way, speaking of that, I guess you had run into John Levine.
I did.
And he says, the Tuesday show and the Wednesday show are completely different.
I said the same thing to him.
No, that's what he told me you said.
Right.
And he was like, well, then I should be on the Wednesday show, or I want to be on the Wednesday show. I'm like, no, because then the Wednesday show will be like the Tuesday show.
We like having fun on our show. Because I don't know if John drinks or not, but I guarantee you he doesn't partake in the parsley.
He doesn't smoke.
So it's just a different vibe. Me, you, and Peter, we like to goof off, fuck around.
Right.
You guys love to talk about politics and get all shit. I don't fuck with
right.
them, so.
Well, because, John's a liberal cocksucker. So he likes to, likes to make, we had a story yesterday. I guess there was a college student, a black woman, that put out on her, looking for roommates, but she only wants people of color. She doesn't want any whiteies.
Oh, wow.
Which that's a racist. That's a race. You can't, if a white person said, look, I only want white people,
it'd be an issue.
They'd be like, what that? Everybody go crazy.
People do it, though. And there's still when girls are like, I need a new roommate, but I only want it to be a girl. That's sexist. I mean, come on.
Well, that's understand. It's all, I would put that one as self-preservationist.
Well, definitely. Well, I mean, that can go for, I don't want that white boy to rub off on me.
Yeah, because a black person doesn't want a white person living with them because, white people are just known to be slobs and pigs and cheap
and
always broke and always late, and they're racist.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably know a cop. Oh, my God, if they knew a cop, that'd be terrible.
I don't know if you know this, but white people hate fried chicken.
Yeah, can't stand it.
That's so not racist, by the way. I'm not racist.
I won't eat fried chicken ever.
I actually like fried chicken. Does that make me black?
I love fried chicken. It might.
Yeah.
It might make you black, Josh.
Yeah, you'd be the only black guy with with fucking eyebrows that are carved. He's got carved eyebrows.
He has always had the craziest eyebrows. Even back when we were in the boy band days, he used to have like little pencil thin eyebrows. I wish we could show you a picture of how like...
I hate you.
Gay you looked.
That's funny. Listen, when I was in high school, you know, I was a big Prince fan. Yeah. I played in a band called Sightless Cry, where I was his lead singer, and we played parties and shit. And, like, you know, I had a blue trench coat and everything.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I had the high heel shoes.
what was the name again?
Sightless Cry.
Okay.
Right?
Sightless Cry.
Yeah.
Like, you can cry, but I don't want to see it,
I don't want to see you crying. There's no crying in rock and roll.
Or he's crying without eyes. That's right. Sightless Cry.
I can't remember who named it.
Somebody was high as fuck when they came
up. Well, of course.
You know, By the way, Dougie, I'm fucking sweating my ass off right now.
All right, don't get me all... I'm already uptight because, listen, the water pump went out. So my wife went and bought a new water pump.
Right.
Right? And my wife's Mrs. Fix-It. You know what I mean? She's like, I could take care of it. I could fix it. And I'm like, all right, no problem. And then of course, it wasn't working. Like, it'd come on and it'd sputter out. I'm like... Then I called my Perry Sack refers me to an electrician. I call him. He goes, "You're letting your wife work on a electrical component of your house.
Right?
There's a lot of things that may not go well. I mean, you know, so it wasn't working. And all of a sudden, she meant she goes, "Oh, I talked to this one guy at the pool place. He said, well, check the wattage or whatever it is, the different degree. And then it was working. Well, I came home today. It's not working. I called her. Hey, look, it's not working now. She's like, oh, well, I'll have to check it later. I'm like, look, just get a fucking electrician out here. You know what I mean? I'm like, and now the house, all right, now I come home. I put the air down to 74. When I get home, it's 78. I'm like, okay, I don't know how long my daughter's been home.
Right.
I thought, you know, maybe she just got home. And the house, it's been hot as balls here in Florida. It's like 98, 100 degrees today. And I'm like, all right, well, and then can I say, okay, it's 78. And I turn it down to 75, 74. And when you guys got here, I looked at it, it's 79. I go, what the fuck? It's getting hotter.
Well, maybe she did it on purpose so she could do like hot yoga.
Yeah, that's great. My wife's trying to get me to lose weight, so she's just going to break the AC. Yeah,
bake the shit out of you.
Yeah, I'm going to make you sweat in this house, you fat fuck.
That's the same thing that you said, like when the thing broke with the digging and shit. You were just like, get somebody out here to fucking do it. And
yeah,
now
she started fixing the sprinkler system.
Yeah.
Like, she's going to dig all these holes around trying to find the leak. I'm like, can we just get somebody to know what the fuck they're doing? I mean, I know she could do it. You know what I mean? And to me, especially as hot as it is, who the fuck would want to spend more than an hour out there? You know, that would be worth $200 to get an electrician here just to fucking come out and get it done.
Yeah, to suffer.
You know what I mean? I mean, I would pay $200 and not to sit out there, and you know what I mean? And go crazy.
Totally.
So now, you know, now I'm nervous because now the fucking, and I'm on the phone with people this morning. And they're like, oh, yeah, my air conditioner went out. I'm like, oh, shit, we just got a new one. Well, at least it's got to be under warranty, right? If it's a year old.
If it's fucking brand new, absolutely.
Yeah, it's probably got a 5-year, 10-year, 5-year warranty at least.
It has to. I mean, his fucking car broke down yesterday and he got a brand new battery for free because it had warranty. I mean, yeah, that's just a battery. Talk about an AC, that has to have like 10 years on that shit.
Actually, the brand new battery they gave me was bad. So then I thought that my alternator was fucked up or my starter. So this morning I go to the mechanic and the mechanic's like, it's your battery.
They gave him a dud
battery.
That's fucked up.
Well, I found out that the pool pump we had, the motor we bought 5 years ago, was a rebuilt one.
Oh, it was like a refurb?
Right.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, and when I found that, I'm like, well, that's why my wife didn't go to that same place. But now we're like, all right. But now we don't have anything working. We got a new one. Now the AC is going to be hot. I'm glad I'm fucking leaving. Tomorrow I'm going to Tampa or St. Pete to work at Coconuts till Saturday.
Oh, nice.
So he's nice when, well, the house is hot as fuck. I'm out of here. You know?
You get to enjoy that. Everyone else gets to suffer.
Yeah, if you want to fart around with that shit, you go ahead. Well, I'll be in an air-conditioned hotel room on the beach.
Enjoy.
That's right. If you're going to be there. And St. Pete, Coco's actually, I'm going to be in Cape Coral at Anthony's, I don't know what it's called. Anthony's on the, whatever.
Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza.
No, yeah, it's different. I mean, it's in Cape Coral, so Anthony's something. I imagine it's, you know, oh, there's a bunch of different Anthony's here. So, you know, I'll be there Thursday night headlining the show, and then Friday and Saturday at St. Pete at Coconuts. It's always, you know, every time you have a show, they're like, well, do you really need a hotel? I'm like, no, I'll sleep in the fucking car.
Yeah, put me up in the green room.
Yeah, I'll just leave a little pillow and a fucking and a little blanket out front of the club.
Leave a light out and give me a can to pee in.
If there's like a bus stop or on the street, I'll just stay on the bus stop. I'll make my own little house.
What do they tell you that so that they don't have to pay for your stay?
No, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, I'm a new headliner. Like, I've been headlining this room a couple of years. So, like, the first time, they're like, all right, well... Well, we didn't get a room in the on the beach, but I got you a room at this Hampton or La Quinta, whatever the fuck it was. But it was all the way like 25, 30 minutes away off the highway. And the gig's on the beach.
Right.
You know, that's like you getting a hotel like off 95 and the club's on the beach.
Right.
So you're like, well, that's convenient. So I, whatever, that's fine. I have our friend Mike Rivera lives over there.
Cool.
So a lot, sometimes I just stay with him. He's like, yeah, you can just stay with me if you want, which I'll probably end up doing Thursday night, you know, or get paid $50 extra. What, I don't know. So I'm like, then and they're like, hey, you can't rely on, I'm not going to stay at Mike's house for the whole weekend every time I come to this gig.
The budget's $50 for the hotel?
No, I mean, what they'll do is, like, they say, if we can't get you a hotel, we'll pay you an extra $50. Oh, gotcha. Because a hotel may cost anywhere between $50 to $100, depending on the season.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, in our room at Tavolino's, this time of year, I could probably get a hotel for $55. You know, La Quinta's like $55, $60. But in January through April, it's like $100.
Right.
You know what I mean? So somebody, you know, you get somebody who wants a big headliner coming, and somebody, you know, you got to give them a room. Like, ugh. You know, which now, guess what? No feature.
Oh, really? Just host and
well,
headliner?
Well, the way we're going to deal with, you know, national acts and higher paid acts, just don't have a feature.
You should get somebody who features to host.
Right.
Because you know they have the time.
Either it's a two-man show.
Right.
You know, like two, or you get a strong MC, which I usually, you know, I usually do. Try to get, you know somebody strong knows what they're doing. He's an MC for Tavolino's. Wise guy. And a guest spot, maybe like a 5-6 minute guest spot.
Yeah.
And, you know, now at Tavolino's, no more guest spots unless somebody's auditioning to be a headliner or feature or MC, right? Or a real guest spot, like somebody who happens to be in from out of town, that happens to be around, like, hey, you know what? They're going to do a spot. But as for giving, hardworking open micers the opportunity as a guest, but no more.
Right. And you've done that for a long time.
We've done it. And it's a failed concept. I mean, you know what I mean? I hate to say it. I don't know if that's a reflection, but that's just the way it is. You know what I mean? Somebody's going, oh, that's fucked up. You know, think about this. There are people out there in our local comments. That's fucked up. You know, after giving a room for 3 years for people to come and try to work for and work on, you know, some fucking hooplehead out there is going to go, oh, that's fucked up. Dougie's an asshole.
Yeah, but you don't want to depreciate the value of your own show. Yeah, well, that's because somebody start the show slow.
That's the point of responsibility. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, we are at the Laugh Your Asheville Comedy Festival. You know, comics, young comics are talking about, you know, what does it take? You know, how do you get better, the next level, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. And the only thing that's consistent, no matter what the level is your word, your character and everything, you got to be professional. There's certain components you just got to do every day. You can't say, oh, today, you know what, I'm going to be a good guy. You know, today I'm going to be professional. You can't do that. You have to be it.
All the time.
Right? Yeah, it has to be a part of you. You can't turn that switch on and off.
True story.
So,
speaking about Tavolino's, who do you got there tonight?
Tonight is the Rubber Face guy, Terry Gillespie.
Oh, wow.
And actually, Chris Z was going to host, and I was supposed to be in St. Pete tonight.
Right.
You know, or on Wednesday. So I'm not. I'm going to be home. So I said, look, you're bumped from hosting, but you'll do a spot.
Gotcha.
Is that a dick move?
I mean, if he was looking forward to getting paid to host, you know?
Right.
That sucks when you have to be like, yeah, you're not getting paid.
I mean, my first thought was I really don't want to host. I'd rather just go up and do 5 minutes or so, just strictly work on some new shit and let him host, you know, because I don't want to. Then I can go chill out and hang out and relax.
Right.
You know? And then I'm like, you know, it's my room.
So you're just going to give him a guest spot?
Yeah.
True.
I may change my mind.
Yeah, and at least he'll still get to eat.
Right.
Tavolino's is the best. Oh, right. My God. Last week, we ate so good.
Yeah. Last week, you were hosting for Eddie Brill
and Will Lopez.
And Will Lopez.
And we had a blast. It was a really fun show. Great crowd. It was full. The room was full.
Well, that's good.
And, man, Eddie Brill, he's a hilarious dude.
And went on, right? He went on for a while.
He didn't. He said, don't give me a light.
Don't give me a light. I'll just do whatever I want.
Yeah, and he really did. He had a blast up there. It was great.
Hey, Dougie, how are you? Oh, yeah, that's fabulous.
He's a nice guy, man.
Yeah, he's a great guy. One of those dudes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So Peter Leonard's out. By the way, also John Levine's moving to Atlanta.
What do you mean he's moving to Atlanta?
He's moving to Atlanta.
When? Why? Oh, well, it's probably for acting.
Right. He's like, is one of the reasons, because nothing's here.
Right.
And he could do it's dried up because I guess something had run out in the state legislature where they were giving tax credits.
Yeah, tax breaks or something.
Yeah, for people that were, you know, filming stuff here and you're using it. And, boy, Atlanta was smart. They go, or Georgia, like, hey, we'll do it.
So much stuff is filming there.
I actually heard it's almost like it's better to move to Atlanta than L.A. right now if you're a new actor.
But honestly, Atlanta's so good. Right? They shoot Stranger Things in Georgia. They shoot Walking Dead in Georgia.
They shoot Stranger Things in Atlanta?
Yes.
Right. Hey, by the way, I was talking to Will Schreiner today. I guess Kevin Nealon's going to be on a new TV show coming out in CBS.
Like he has his own sitcom?
Something like that. I may have to edit this out. It may not be allowed to be said. You know what I mean? By the way, Will Schreiner and his son Nick are going to be at Tavolino's on August 31st. Doing a little spot. The father and son spot.
That's cool.
Which is always good because he's going to plug us on Paul and Young Ron.
Nice.
Yeah, he'll bring it up. So that's, you know, every time that happens, we get like 10, 15, 20 people.
So wait, so John Levine's selling his house here?
Yeah, he put it on the market.
Wow.
Which, you know, when somebody does that, like being in Nashville, North Carolina, ever been to Nashville?
Asheville.
It's a great town. Like, really, you know, it's they got the hippest fucking homeless people. The homeless people there are young. They look like, you know, guys like you that haven't showered in a while.
Wow.
Well,
I hate to say it, but I haven't showered in a
while.
Well,
I didn't want to say anything, but that's why I'm really concerned about the air conditioning not
Me
working.
Me too. It stinks in here.
It's cool. But, and now he mentioned going, like, there's part of me, like, it'd be nice to have a change. You know, especially now all this shit going on in the house, I'd love it if I said, fuck it, fix it, fucking get rid of it.
Well, the cool thing about him is not only does he work from home, but he's single. He doesn't have anything really holding him here, so it's easier for him to just up and go.
He's just got a 100-pound dog.
What?
He's got a black lab that's like 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I think you said he just got 100 pounds.
No, he has it. So that's the one big issue. You know, like, you know, the wife and I said, you know, like our dogs, we, you know, the minute the dogs go, no more dogs.
Yeah.
You know, for us, that's it. Because then that way, if there's no dogs, if she want, when I go on a gig, she can just come. She doesn't have to worry about, you know, and if that starts happening, what the fuck do I want a house for?
Really?
You know what I mean?
So you're going to get, what are you going to do? Move to a condo or something?
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm thinking either something, two things. I talked to a friend today, a client friend that moved to like Sebastian, Florida.
Oh, yeah. Sebastian's really nice.
Right. And it's like old Florida. You know what I mean? It's like a whole different world up there.
It's so dope.
But as a comic, if I was to move at least 2 or 3 hours north, that way when I want to leave Florida, it doesn't take me 8 hours. You know, I can get out in 3 or 4 hours. I'm going to be in Georgia.
Right.
You know, being all the way down here at the tip, you know, it's kind of hard to be like a road comic. You know, like, can I get any further away from the continent?
Right.
You know what I mean?
It makes you not want to fucking go on the road because you have to drive 7 fucking hours.
The only thing worse is if I lived in Key West. Yeah, I'm a touring national comic. I live in Key West.
I was just there this past weekend.
Yeah, I saw the photos.
It took forever to get back.
When did you come back on Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, well, dumbass.
Well, what the fuck? What are you doing? I'm going to stay next day. It costs $1,000 to stay.
You either leave on... If you're going to leave Sunday, you got to say, you know what, we're getting up at 4:30 or 5 in the morning.
Right. It would have been a good idea.
And then, or you leave at like 9 o'clock at night.
But
say, fuck it, you leave
late.
The
traffic's unreal. It's only one lane both ways. And
not the whole way, but you're through that strip area.
I mean, you can't really count those little passing zones as fucking two lanes.
That's always the funniest thing when all of a sudden, like, you know, passing lanes coming up and everybody's getting ready like it's a race.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. You know.
Some fucker almost hit me.
Yeah.
I heard the... And then I see him, he went to the shoulder and went off to the side. And I was like, you fucking asshole.
I almost did the same thing when I was coming home Sunday, driving back from Tennessee, because I was in Johnson City, Tennessee, Friday. Yeah. And I finally get into Jacksonville. Like, you think, okay, I passed through, I was in North Carolina, I hit North Carolina from Tennessee, then I was South Carolina, then Georgia. Finally, I'm in Florida. You know, now it's almost half my drive. I still have my fucking drive. And going through Jacksonville, that the fucking traffic, or the construction in Jacksonville off 95 is a nightmare. And they have like this one lane that veers to the left to go to Jacksonville Beach. Like, who the fuck would go to Jacksonville Beach? And then, but then from that lane, you have the two lanes that keep on 95. There's always some dumbass that stays in the left lane and goes, oh, I didn't realize I got to get over. So this happens. So all of a sudden people stop. And I'm doing like 60 miles an hour and like, I'm not going to fucking make it. And I'm like trying to brake and slowly turn. I couldn't even turn to my right because I was scared I was going to hit the car in front of me. Like, there better not be anybody in that fucking lane.
Right.
Or I'm going to eat, you know, I just cringe and turn into the lane waiting to hear that boom, you know, waiting for the, and nothing. I was like, oh my God, thank God.
Yeah.
You know.
I fucking hate that feeling.
Yeah. You know, when you're about to get in an accident, you know, if you see it coming, like, oh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Your butthole tightens up and you're just.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, I have a different expression. I don't know. My ass doesn't feel anything. I don't know.
Yeah.
We were talking about the turbulence on the JetBlue flight from last week.
Oh, yeah?
Because I'm going to be doing a lot of flying now. and I hate turbulence. I get oh.
Oh man, it's the worst. I had some bad turbulence going to LA, and I it was so bad that we went up in our seats.
Right.
And I let out like a cry, like a.
Yeah, big tough guy.
Oh no! Yeah, I let out a.
When we were coming back from Vegas, when we got married, my wife and I, a Southwest direct red eye flight, we're on the last seat of this fucking plane, and it was 3.5 hours, like not just turbulence, but like bouncing around.
The worst.
And I'm back there, I'm a motherfucker. I'm gonna fucking die. This is fucking bullshit. People are like, "Can you shut that fucker up?" I'm like, "Go kiss my ass." My wife took a Dramamine and fucking slept the whole time. Just looked like a bobblehead. I'm like, that's great.
I'm happy. I've never been on a crazy.
It's the
like,
worst.
Turbulent
what are you doing if you know you're going down? It's
there's
like,
nothing you can do.
Like, what are you thinking?
Patton Oswalt said the best. He's like, you know, when you get turbulence, you look out the window, and he's like, first of all, there's nothing to see, and there's nothing you can do.
Right.
And he's like, and what if there was something out there in the wing? You know, he's like, there's some pterodactyl out there in the wing. He's like, let's see. The nunchuck, it'll be over too soon if I use the nunchucks. Give me. Like, Patton Oswalt has this whole bit. It's really funny. But yeah, what the fuck are you going to do?
Well,
there's nothing you can do.
Well, the turbulence can't be like this JetBlue flight, 21 people went to the hospital, mostly the crew, but anybody, those dopey asses that don't get in the seatbelt. They just kind of hover around, hang out, and talk to people.
Okay.
Standing up, you know, you hit severe turbulence, all of a sudden you go flying.
20 people went from
21
that flight?
People, yeah.
From what, bouncing around?
They hit a front. Like they ran into it. They flew into a front. So the
wow,
huge,
that's
like
bad. So it whipped the plane.
Yeah, like it moved. So if you're not in a seat,
did you have a new teary eyed?
I mean, this that's wasn't scary. Me. I'm talking about this. What happened last week on JetBlue?
Okay.
No, my believe me, I've been on. I had like 2 or 3 flights in a row with turbulence like that, where shit's falling out of the open head, you know, the cabinets and stuff. And you know, there was one time I was on there, and they had the drink cart.
Yeah,
and the fucking drink cart just flew up, you know, and the thing, the lady
free
fell
snacks
over.
For everybody.
Yeah. Hey, grab those Cheetos. I want the fucking Cheetos.
Does the pilot say something like "We're going down," or he says
no? No.
Is there any? I'm saying if they are going down, does the pilot have to say?
Well,
something?
Yeah, he'll if you're in. A,
yeah, he says,
you know,
"Fucking grab your knees and kiss your ass." Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're prepared. We have an emergency landing. We'll be we'll be crash landing this plane. You know,
I'm
going to
be honest
for
with you guys.
A hard impact landing.
We're fucked.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I hope you said your prayers today.
Yeah, we're going down.
Thanks for flying Delta, where this may be your last flight ever, and we are glad you decided to fly it with us. You know what I mean?
We'll be reaching our destination way sooner than expected.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be hitting the ground a lot faster than any of us thought. Some of us will survive, others won't, especially that big fat fuck sitting in the back.
He might make it.
He might actually make it. You know, the more secure you're in,
yeah.
Like in a car accident, the person who's driving usually gets less fucked up than the passenger.
Well, I was gonna say, do you think there's a better place to be in the plane, front, back?
Well, it wasn't
middle.
Good for that. Was that North Korean flight that short landed in San Francisco? The captain way too low. Remember that two or three years ago when that plane landed in San Francisco short, Air Korea or Korea Air,
and the pilot's name was way too low.
Yeah,
shut the fuck. Korean airline pilot way too low.
Yeah.
His wife is Asian. We do jokes like this all the time.
Yeah, ping more throttle. So that the problem with that was the people sitting in the back of the plane hit the back. It caught it, and that part of the plane just busted off. People fell off.
Really?
And there was that one poor Asian chick that fell onto the runway.
No.
And then when the fucking paramedics and the fire trucks came, they ran over.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, it's a true story. Two people got killed, not from the accident. Like, oh, great, the ambulance is coming. You know.
Oh, fuck, we just ran over that girl.
Yeah.
Just put the wing on top of her.
Hide it. Hide it. Hide it, bro. Hide it.
Yeah. Hey, take that wheel and put it on her face. I don't want to take the blame for this shit.
What's that?
Why are you in such a hurry?
She was like that when we found her.
Yeah, exactly. How did that luggage get all the way over here? Yeah, I don't know. Why is there a rock in it? Man, yeah.
That's crazy.
But you know, these turbulent. Like, I got to the point where I was getting used to it now. You know, the little. You know, I feel like I always envision I'm on a bus, so it gets a little rocky. I'm like, whatever. You know what I mean?
Speaking about a rocky ride, just not riding an Amtrak is the worst. I thought it was going to be a nice, smooth ride. I took the train up to fucking Orlando, and it was the bumpiest fucking ride ever.
Really?
It felt like turbulence on the plane the entire fucking time.
That's it. Because I took the train from Grand Central Station in New York City to Rhode Island last year.
Right.
For a gig in Comedy Connection.
Okay.
It's like a 3-hour train ride, but it was great.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's like a big-ass seat, not
but
like
it was
a plane.
Smooth?
Yeah.
Because
I mean, there's moments where you're like, you know.
Everyone's always like, oh, Amtrak, it's really great. It sucks.
How much did that cost? Like $25?
It was actually like $70.
$70 to take a train from here to Orlando?
Yes.
Well, you may get a flight that cheap.
I should have gotten a fucking flight. I just thought, you know, hey.
And how long did it take?
Forever.
Yeah, because you stop in every fucking town.
Ugh, it was terrible. And this Asian guy next to me, not that we're just like an Asian theme.
Right.
So, that's racist. No, he kept like fucking falling asleep on me.
Yeah.
And I had to keep like pushing him off and he kept going, oh, sorry, sorry.
Oh, so sorry. No, get a sleepy.
But then he kept falling and leaning on me, and then he got like he woke up and then started eating, and he started putting all these fucking plates and all this.
Was
shit.
Was he a loud eater? Like, because a lot of Asian dudes eat real loud.
Do they?
Yeah, like and I'm fucking like, dude, are you all right over there? Sounds great.
Does your wife eat like that?
No. No, her sister, one of her sisters does.
Really?
Kind of loud, like, you know, you can hear like.
Well, you know, it's actually not, it's meant to be a compliment if you slurp your noodles in Asia.
Yeah, it's also a compliment if you shit your pants.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It's nice. He shit his pants.
Shut the fuck up.
Holy hell, he must love my wonton.
Shut the fuck up.
Travel's coming up, and I'm not, you know, I am on the TSA pre-check now, which is going to be cool.
Oh, my roommate has. I don't have to worry about, awesome,
you know, taking off my shoes and my fucking laptop out and all that stupid shit.
So what do they have to do? They do a background check on you to see if you...
Yeah, I guess they do. They get your fingerprints and all that stuff, you know, and then you're good to go.
God bless you.
Thank you. Anyway, I think we're going to do a nice, because some people have asked us that, because we do like an hour and a half show.
Yeah.
And... more or less, like actually longer than that sometimes, an hour and 45 minutes. And so some people say it's long. Like even Bob Levy's like, it's too long. No one's going to listen to it that long. So we're thinking about doing anywhere between an hour, you know, to a little over an hour show.
Sounds good to
me. All right. So then we have 25 minutes. We'll take a break.
And we'll come back.
We'll come back. We got some other shit to talk about. We got some stupid fucking stories.
Stupid news with Dougie Almeida.
That's not the segment, but...
I know, but I just made up a sound.
And we're still thinking about maybe just go ahead and kiboshing the whole fucking show. You know
just
what I mean? Because if John's not coming, John's going to be out. He can Skype in. He could probably do it.
So wait, what do you mean? You're going to just say fuck you to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show?
Well, that or I was thinking about just having two shows a week, but like have it like John will have a segment of his own for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
You know, and then if Peter and stuff still comes in, what the fuck?
I mean? Still like the happier hour with Dougie.
The happier hour with Dougie and friends.
That's fucking fun. And it's happier because it's more than an hour.
Right.
It's like an hour and 5 minutes.
That's what we should do. It's a little happier. 68 minutes.
Yeah. And, you know, and we drink like we did last time. We had so much fucking fun last time on the show. We were drunk as hell.
Yeah.
So, you know what? How about we go do some Jack shots and we'll come back?
All right. Well, that's what we'll do. We'll take a shot of Jack.
I'm ready.
And see what the thermostat. We guys want to take a bet. What do you think the thermostat's going to be at? Do you think it's going to be over or under 78?
Under.
Under.
I'm going with 77. Under.
That would be under. Yeah. And I'm feeling it. I'm going to use my epidermis right now to kind of give me a little feel. But I think we're finally cooling off.
I feel it.
Let you know when we come back here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. We'll be right back.
Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Elgin David from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. If you guys like TV, if you guys like comedy, and if you have cable, check me out on Wild and Out every Thursday, 10 p.m. on MTV. Well, maybe not every Thursday, but hey, I'm on there. Check it out. Peace.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Elgin David.
Yeah, we are here.
And Josh.
Hey, I'm Josh Randall, a.k.a. J. Rand.
That's right, with the eyebrows.
The eyebrows. It's not bad.
They're much better than they used to be.
Thanks, Elgin.
By the way, great song to come back in.
Yeah, a little Vapors. The Vapors, turning Japanese. Get it on iTunes like I didn't pay for it, you cheap fuck. Pay for your music, Elgin?
Me?
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Yeah, okay.
I've been paying for my music since Napster, since LimeWire.
Well, like I said, I never have to worry about losing it. Now no, it's on my iCloud. I can hear it on anything.
Plus, you don't have to worry about the, like, the FBI raiding your fucking house.
Right? Like, that's ever going to happen.
Do you think that happens legitimately?
They I don't know. The last time I worried about that was when I was playing online poker.
Yeah.
And I used to play on, I'm trying to remember what it was now, pokers.net or something like that.
Right. I know what you're talking about.
And I had like a balance, like $4,800. And I was like, you know what? It's a nice amount because I'd been at 2,538 and I played tournaments all of a sudden. I was winning. I was like, I'm going to take out like 4,200, leave like 5,600 for buy-ins and stuff. And like 2 days later, the FBI took over the dot, you know, pokers.net, whatever it was.
Okay, so this was before.
Full Tilt. It was Full Tilt.
Before they made it illegal to.
Right. That's when they.
So you were playing for real money.
Right. And I was.
And they took your shit?
No, I thank God. Two or three days. Well, they took my $300 or $400.
Yeah, the rest of it.
But just two or three days prior to that, I happened to say, you know, it's time to cash in.
You had good thing you had to, you know, the insight to do that.
Some people didn't.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
But that's the thing. And I used to worry, and sometimes, you know, I would put it on my I worked at Wells Fargo Wachovia at the time, so I had my own credit card with them. So I would use that credit card, you know, and I bought in. So I'm like, my luck, I'm going to get caught by the FBI. Hey, this guy's a fucking financial guy, and he's online doing illegal poker.
Does Wachovia still exist?
No, it was taken over by Wells Fargo.
Okay, because we used to be like, hey, walk over here.
Yeah, they say, watch over you.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Hated that fucking... I went there. That's where they hired me and wrote my last check to Wells Fargo after breaking the contract. So I'm free. Free at last.
Free at last. I think I opened up an account with them because they were doing like... My buddy worked and they were doing like an incentive. They'll give you $25.
Right, to open your account.
I never used it. But I got the $25.
Sure.
Never used my Wachovia account. But I got I got $25.
Right. There's companies, the banks, there's brokerage accounts that say, look, we'll give you $200 when you open an account.
That's how shitty we are. We'll pay you to sign up at our shitty bank.
Imagine going and asking a girl out, and the girl asks you, listen, I'll give you $50 if you take me to dinner. And I'll pay. I'll pay you $50 to let me take you to dinner. You're like, all right, what's the matter?
Sounds like an escort anyways.
I mean, I'll take a... free dinner any day.
Right? Doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
I'll take it.
I'll share a meal with you. As long as I don't have to, like, you know, fuck you or
I didn't eat. I didn't eat all day today. I should lie. My wife now makes cereal, little, you know, honey bunches of oats, whatever. I don't know what it is. And then I eat that in the morning. And then, you know, with the almond milk, you know, not really milk.
And let's be honest, if almond milk is good.
Yeah, I don't know the difference.
I like it. I think it tastes tasty.
I mean,
there's
some brands that suck, but there's, right. I mean, the one I had tastes like milk, you know what I mean? Right. And I'm not good with dairy anymore.
Josh actually is allergic to dairy.
Really?
I've never had pizza cheese ice cream in my life. I'm highly allergic to dairy products.
You have never had a slice of pizza?
No. True story. One of the big stories about Josh is that his whole life growing up, whenever he went to a birthday party, all the kids would have pizza and cake, but they'd always have a hot dog waiting for him.
Here's your hot dog. And everyone's like, why do you have a hot dog? And I'm like, because I'm allergic. It's too much to explain. I'm 10 years old. Leave me alone.
Why does Josh always eat hot dogs?
They would give me a glazed donut, too, and everyone got ice cream. That was embarrassing.
Boy, with those eyebrows, glazed donut, eating hot dogs.
Well, you can imagine with the hot dogs why he was so
upset. That was a gay joke.
Oh, that was?
Yeah. Glazed donuts.
Come on, look at that hair. It's so wispy and gay.
What the fuck's going on?
It's like you got the highlights.
I brought you here so he can attack you, Josh.
No, can't make fun of Peter Leonard, so.
He's not here, yeah.
Well, listen, you know. Yeah, how old are you?
28.
Ugh, fuck, you guys are young.
He's so really 28 also.
Let me give you an old guy story. I asked everybody there to not share the story. Carl LeBeau, very funny comic who was at the, he was there, he witnessed this. Now, they were at the after party, one of these after parties, and at the festival last week. You know, we're hanging out, and one of the condos, one of the guys who runs the festival, so we're hanging out, a bunch of people there, and comics or something sit off the wall, and one says, "Hey, sit up on the wall." I'm like, "It's pretty high, you know." I'm like, "It's one of the stone wall." I'm like, "I'm not gonna get up on that wall." You know, meanwhile, I had my nice jeans on and shit, my dress shirt.
You're like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. Well, that's the first thing I fucking said. I go, "Hey, you remember what happened to Humpty Dumpty on that fucking?" And I'm like, and then, you know, this one chick goes, I want you up on this wall. You know, I want you up here right now. And I'm like, I'm not going to fucking jump up on that wall. I can't make it. I know I can't. You know, if I'm standing up, it was basically like right here.
Oh,
so let's say it's about a five foot wall.
I'm not that short, Dougie.
No, you know what I mean?
I'm kidding, but you know.
Now, in my old days, I could just take a step and hop up. You know what I mean? I could fucking leap onto the fucking thing. But I don't have those knees anymore. I got bad knees. My knees don't have any, like, the minute, like, you know, when you jump, you kind of go down a little bit so you can come. The problem is when I go down with those knees, you know, the knees don't want to come back. You know, so it's like there's no lift. When I jump, you can barely slip a magazine under my feet. You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there, I'm not going to do it. And come on, jump on. Okay, I'll try it. And I try it and I almost fall on my ass. I didn't make it. All right, I'm not going to do that again. That's embarrassing. So I'm like, come on, come up on the wall. I'm like, all right, I'll try it one more fucking time. So I take a running start and I try to jump and turn. Boom, I bounce off the fucking wall like a racquetball. So I'm like, all right, this isn't working. So then, I'm not going to do it. Fuck you. I'm not getting on the wall. No, come on. You got to get on the wall. You got to believe. I'm like, all right, I'll try it one more time. So I do it where I put my arms up there and try to push myself up. And I'm getting up, and then fucking boom, fall off the wall.
Oh, my God.
And that's it. No more fucking wall for me.
But let me ask you, what was up there anyway?
Just people sitting on the wall. Everybody was sitting up on
so
the wall.
So they just were like, hey, you want... So
we want you to sit up here.
And you didn't make it.
No, I wasn't on the wall.
So you had to watch everybody up there, like, yeah. Fucking failure.
I mean, there was other people not on the wall either. I wasn't alone on the sidewalk.
Did you just lean on the wall after?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm just hanging out. I'm going to use the wall. I'm going to lean up against the wall.
Yeah, I'm going to hold this wall up.
And you're talking about eight. Like, it wasn't long ago where I was, you know, running around doing all kinds.
Now dude, you fucking beat Min in that race,
I know.
A couple months ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I could probably run. Yeah. I could still get it going. But the jumping thing, I just realized, you know, the jumping's done. There's no more jumping.
Yeah. Jumping
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I gotta put that one away.
Right, especially with you. Now, yeah. That's the thing. Like, you know, not only jumping, like jumping off shit. Like when you're walking on like a fence or you're walking down, you're like, oh, I'm going to get on here. I'm going to just jump down to the floor. No, I gotta like think about it. Now I can't, I'm just going to jump. I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, you want to be a grown man jumping to the floor and crumbling to the ground and everybody come running. Oh, can I help you? Let me help you. Get the fuck away from me. I'm capable.
I know exactly how you feel.
That's what I'm, you know, so you guys are young, you know? So wear your eyebrows any way you want.
That's right.
You got a girlfriend?
Sort of.
Sort of? What's that mean?
What do you mean? He has girls that are his friends.
All right. So, yeah. So good. You don't fuck, you know, don't have one there. And everybody's like, why is she in that spot? You're like, listen.
Yeah.
So you're like trying out starting quarterbacks, you know?
Always.
You're like an NFL coach. You're like, okay, no one's got the starting position yet. That's the way I would do it when I was single.
No, he dates a lot of girls.
Yeah, I bet. Look at them. You know, he's a good-looking dude. Yeah, this guy gets one girl, he's hooked to her. He's done. He's like, I'm fucking in love. I can't.
You know what? It's just because, like, honestly, not only is she fucking amazing, but right. I am done. That whole single thing, it's just, I can't do that
you
shit,
think, You think with all that boy band shit, you got a lot out of you? Like, hey, how much better can it get?
To be honest, I got, almost zero ass right. of the boy band. This guy here was banging our manager's assistant, banging girls on from the shows. Yeah. This guy, I swear to God,
he was like the David Lee Roth of the band.
This is a true story. He has had the best sex I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. And
well, setting the scene up, we had a very small room in Germany, and it was
we lived in a flop house. It was this tiniest right. little apartment, three beds. Like, it was so little. And I was like, literally, I could just go like this and touch his bed, and he can do the same thing and touch the other person's bed.
Right.
And our manager's assistant, who was hot as shit, and for some reason,
that was a manager, a guy.
Yeah. No, our manager was a guy. The manager's assistant was a girl.
Yeah. Her name was Daisy.
And
was this that guy at a
put
boca?
Her on blast. The fuck? What happened?
Was this the dude out of Florida that turned out to be a perv or something?
No, not Lou Pearlman.
But we actually went to Lou Pearlman's office one time. What is it? TBT Records or some shit? Remember Nadine, we went up to Orlando.
Oh, that's right.
Remember
yeah.
we auditioned for Lou Pearlman's company before
right.
he all, you know, got found out. Do you know... He wrote himself in as the legal sixth member of NSYNC.
I heard
he was
about
making
that.
A sixth for doing fucking nothing.
Yeah, he wasn't dancing on stage with
no.
them.
No. But that's
yeah, that's crooked.
He's OG. Anyway, so this girl Daisy, hot as shit, likes Josh for some reason. I don't know what it is, his abs or whatever the fuck. But he was the hot one in the group. You know how boy bands have
right.
He was the heartthrob.
He wasn't the Joey Fatone.
No.
Well, he was like the baby face.
I was the cute one.
Right.
The cute one.
He was the heartthrob, and then Junior was the bad boy. So that was our like...
Right. Junior had a mustache and...
No, he had cornrows.
He had cornrows.
Oh, cornrows.
Yeah.
I can't grow a beard, but I can get cornrows.
He got a lot of ass, though.
He did get a lot of... But anyway, back to the story. Josh... fucking lays into this girl like nobody's business. And at that time, the other dude in the group was going through this whole like Bible phase, so he just like would face the wall and not look.
Really?
But I'm sitting there like, holy shit, the blankets fall off him, and he's like literally like doing push-ups but like jumping in the air going like coming like
yeah,
slamming
like real,
down
like really Superman.
And she was like, ah, not going crazy. Honestly, it was the best sex I've never had.
Great.
I looked over and you were just looking at us.
I was like, yeah.
The creepy fuck.
No. Babe, come on. I shot him a wink.
Was
he shot
he
me a wink.
And
I
was like,
he was jerking off. I was not
actually,
off.
I got a great story about him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So me and Daisy had sex another time at her apartment.
At her house.
And Elton
I was
actually
there.
Had a girl, her friend.
No, I had to do your favor. I played wingman for you.
Wingman right. me.
Her what, name was she weigh 800 pounds?
She did.
Okay.
She was cute though.
She was cute
in the face.
So they go to the bathroom
from the lip up.
Hey, for what I was using, that's all
that's
that mattered.
All that mattered.
They go to the bathroom and Daisy and I finish having sex and we start listening to them on the door through the door in the bathroom and you hear him like coaching her how to give a blowjob.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's like, "That's how you do it. No, stop. A little faster. Slow it down."
I was like,
"Stop.
Yeah. Suck you like that dick." That's when he started. That's when he laughed. I was like,
"I
went,
my cool."
I didn't know they were out there. I was like, "Yeah. Suck that dick." And I hear outside. I was like, "You motherfuckers!" But still, you know, I got mine. You know,
get her some Oreos.
And I played wingman, and I bought her. I bought her some chicken afterwards.
Nice.
You know what we were really into when we were in Germany? Turkish pizzas was the thing to eat. They have these like meat things spinning. Like,
right.
And they cut it off and the meat spins and then they make these delicious, like, it's almost like a gyro.
Gyro, right. Yeah.
But we were fucking eating those all. We almost got murdered by Turkish guys. We lived in Germany. We almost got stabbed.
Many times.
In Stubu. Remember that club? Yeah. And Daisy was like, "We got to go. These guys want to stab you."
Even when we would walk to our apartment, there was always these guys, the Turkish guys on the side of the road.
Well, first of all, there were these two Turkish guys, and they were like one of them was practicing karate kicks at the other guy's hand.
Right.
So already.
Out in the middle of the street.
Already, like, I swear to God, already don't fuck with these guys. So we're walking, and we hear them go, "Oh, fucking Americans," because they hear us like speaking English.
Right.
So we ignore it. We walk. We continue walking. Greg, or Junior, the other guy in the group, turns around. He goes, "Fuck
you."
He's like, "Fuck you." Then he turns to us and goes, "Run."
Keep in mind, I was behind you guys. I was closer to the guy. So they take off running. And now the guy is like, he's grabbing my shirt.
They're chasing us now. And we are legit on a runaway, right. Don't die in another country.
Fight or flight. And you guys chose flight.
We had no shot. We had no shot.
This guy here is Josh. Is a professional runner. Right. I beat him. I was running so fucking fast.
He took off. He took off.
I was like, I'm not dying here. I'm out. It was funny.
That's nice though. He tells you a story about that. It's like a great experience to be able to, you know, do that kind of stuff at an early age.
To be able to look back and still be here. We're still friends and have all those cool memories. Fuck it.
But like you say, awesome. You gave up. Like there. Like I had my, you know, my fill. You know what I mean? Two girls, three girls, or I mean, you know what I mean? I got the there's nothing left on the bucket list.
Yeah, well, don't get me wrong. I've had my fill.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
After a while, you're so over that. Yeah. After a while, you're like, okay, where do I go from here?
I'm ready for
what's next.
Step.
You know what I mean? Like, how many good looking, like, you know what I'm saying? How many good looking girls can I fuck? And then after a while, you're like, all right. It's a weird
part in life that that starts to get old, and you're like, I want a girl who takes care of me. And
I want
kind
a girl with a short dress and a long jacket.
Jacket.
Yeah. Jacket off.
And so.
But no, seriously, you want a girl who's in a.
Yeah.
You want to be with a girl who can be the mom, the mother of your kids.
And not only that, as a guy, young men listening out there, you get to a point where you realize, I'm not going to just be chasing ass anymore. I got to find a new goal, which is becoming who the fuck I'm supposed to be.
Right.
Right? We all get distracted. I got still friends to this day that are married and they're fucking around. They're still chasing ass. That's all they give it. That's their fucking, they wake up in the morning and
it's the biggest distraction.
They're thinking, you know, how am I going to find some strange?
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck is the matter with you?
There's such better priorities.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, haven't you, you know what I mean? How many times are you going to play that carnival game and win the Cupid doll?
Yeah.
You know, how many times are you going to, you know what I mean, throw the ball and knock all the pins off the thing and take home the big prize.
You know, and you know, Bill Burr, he has a bit about how eventually you have to make a choice because eventually you're going to be that old creepy dude at the bar,
right?
Still chasing tail.
Sure.
You know, so you have to, obviously, I want to do it before I start shrinking, lose hair, you know, get wrinkled, old, and I'm already fucking, my legs already going to shit. I don't want to, you know what I mean? So like,
You're on a downward spiral.
I need to settle the fuck down.
Hook up while you can.
I'm working on it.
hey, by the way, speaking of hooking up while you can, big fight this weekend.
Huge fight this weekend. UFC 202.
UFC 202, Colin McGregor versus Nate Diaz.
That's going to be Diaz 2. It's going to be the rematch.
Dos.
So if you don't know, if you haven't watched it, Diaz kicked his ass last time.
Yeah.
I think it's so stupid that it's 170, that he's trying to do 170.
Well, he told any weight, any time.
Who's that,
any
Diaz? Place.
No, well, McGregor wanted McGregor the same weight class. Like they want, Dana wanted to put it at 155, and McGregor said 170. Let's run it back the same way we did it.
How the fuck? There's no way Nate would ever be able to suck down to 155.
No, no, Nate's a 155er. That's what he fights.
What?
At. He's just been getting big right now because he's fighting at 170.
That's crazy. I would never see Nate as a 155er.
He's ranked number four in lightweight.
So why the fuck isn't he fighting at that weight all the time?
Well, less competition.
That's true. Have, you know. When you stand alone in your weight class, it's better off. Yeah,
yeah, I didn't know. I thought he was naturally bigger.
Me too.
Than, unless he was fighting at a naturally lighter weight.
No, but he's taller and has a better reach,
too. The only reason why 170 happened the first time was because it was 10 days notice, and Nate wasn't in shape. He's like, I'll fight at 170.
Right.
He couldn't suck down to 155.
Right.
So why do you think McGregor wants to do it at the same weight again when he's a better lightweight?
He's not going to. He's the kind of guy that pride's not going to get in the way. He's like, no, you know, I'm not going to fight what I want to fight, you know. I'm surprised they're back. Wasn't there an issue between him and UFC?
Diaz. Like, Diaz had a big thing with the UFC because he had the whole weed thing, and he was out for a while.
Well, that was Nick. That was Nick.
Oh, that's Nick.
That's his brother.
Yeah.
Oh, so talking about? Is Nick still out?
No, he just got
a suspension for a while. Yeah. Because him and Dana White got it because he wouldn't fight or wouldn't promote. He didn't want to.
McGregor. They were supposed to fight at UFC 200.
Right.
And then he didn't show up to do his press obligations, and Dana
threw him out.
Yeah.
And UFC sold, they sold
billion,
UFC.
$4 billion.
Dana White, that fucking
what is
steroid
it? Zuffa,
monkey.
Zuffa sold it.
What was the return? What did they buy the UFC for?
It's huge. $4.8 billion.
No, no. What did he originally buy it for?
Oh, shit. It was a few million. $10 million, something like that. $15 million.
But Dana's staying on as the president, right?
I think it's like right now it's 5 years.
But I think Zuffa was the one that sold.
Well,
their
you know
part
what? Yeah, the good thing is they got to get rid of that fucking guy eventually because he's like the McMahon,
the Vince McMahon,
Vince McMahon. He's getting too emotionally involved in it. He's working out. Look at him. He's like a steroid junkie. This fucking guy now.
He does look bigger now.
Yeah, he's been huge. And they're trying to tell him, hey, that guy's not fighting because he found out he was doing steroids. Well, look at the fucking guy who runs the place.
Right. Yeah. He's not setting a good example. Yeah.
I think McGregor needs to win for the sport because he's right now, to me, the only true superstar. But I think Diaz is going to win, which is going to be bad.
I think when McGregor on the first fight, he just seemed really overconfident. He the guy's a badass. He was recently there was a photo of him and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram.
Right, and they said something like, "What would happen in a fight?" Well, Ronaldo would get his ass kicked.
He's not a fucking fighter.
You ever see what happens when somebody clips him in the foot? Oh, he goes to the ground and holds his fucking.
Soccer are the biggest pussies besides like basketball players.
Listen, I'm a former soccer player, so hold on a second.
No, I'm saying they flop like fucking.
Listen,
ridiculous.
I hate that. I hate it because if you watch professional women's or like national women's teams, the Olympics and stuff, you watch none of those girls hit the ground. The guys, the minute they
wait,
go,
when you watch, who watches women's soccer?
Listen.
We were just talking about this. There's no one in the fucking stands watching the Olympic soccer, the women. And they were just fighting about trying to get more money because they have more gold medals. They make it to the finals more, but they don't have the attendance that the male soccer do.
Well, of course. You can't compare the two, especially
in the
world.
And then they got their raise. They got their money, and then they didn't even make it to the next fucking round of the Olympics.
Yeah, they got beat. They got so shocked by who the fuck it was.
So what the fuck was all the big mess about? You didn't make it.
Did you guys see Bolt win the 100 meters?
Hell yeah.
My God.
That dude is fucking fast.
My God.
Just his strides alone. He won it with like the last 8 steps because his strides were just bigger than Gatlin's.
Well, but two things. Let's talk about the Olympics, but let's finish up on this UFC
fight.
Yeah. Sorry, so you guys are calling Nate Diaz?
It's weird. I want McGregor to win. I'm going to be rooting for McGregor, but I really think Diaz is going
to
win, man.
Yeah. I wanted him to win the first time, McGregor.
Now,
but I think Diaz is going to win.
As a former fighter, I'm thinking that this guy is going to put all his talking aside, and he's going to step it up. And he's got to. And the real question is, can he hurt Diaz? And like I said, as a fighter, I fought in super heavyweight in Muay Thai, which is 200 up, and I weighed 213. I'm 5'9". Guys I fought were 250, 6'2", 6'3", 6'6", and I was 10-0.
Right.
And the main reason for that is because I could take a fucking, and I knew I was really good to defend. I'm short. I'm not like, I'm smart fighter, but I would take a shot. And there's nothing more frustrating than when you're beating the shit out of somebody and it doesn't seem like it's doing anything.
It's not phasing him, yeah.
Right.
But once McGregor got hit, it was like he couldn't take a shot. That was the first time we saw him exposed.
Well, that's true. Like, here's a guy that was intimidating, right? It's almost like when fucking Mike Tyson finally got hit by Buster Douglas.
Yeah.
You know, round after round, he was getting tagged with that jab.
Yeah.
You know, when he fought Douglas, he was getting tagged with that jab and then the right hand and the tag, the 1-2 combinations. And Mike started getting frustrated, you know, and then he started trying to hit harder. He tried to, and that's what McGregor was doing. McGregor tried to, you know, he eventually tried to get harder, tried to hit him, and he got caught. And I think Nate's a bigger man. Nate's a stronger man.
I agree. I think it's harder to go up a weight class than to move down. That's why people, like I said, bigger fighters. Like when I wrestled, I came into the season at 120.
Right.
I sucked down to 103 because, you know, you have the same strength, but you just have a lower weight class. If you move up a class, like he's trying to fight Diaz, who's already 170, and he's coming from a lower weight class, there's no way you can build that muscle mass, that strength, that
it's
power.
It's a density thing, too. When
absolutely.
You have that weight, you have a
I think
density.
Diaz is a bigger dude.
Yeah. Like you said, I think I like, even though he's a big mouth, I like him. Because I like it. I don't mind if anybody's a big mouth, but they got the talent to back it up.
They're both big mouths, so
right.
Diaz talks a lot of
yeah.
shit.
You know what I mean? Nowadays in the UFC, you can't not be a big, you know, you have
is,
to.
Is there
know.
Some correlation to getting hit in the head with how the Diaz speak? You heard
yeah,
that?
Well,
I definitely think there has to be some kind of, or maybe just like a, and I hate to say this, but maybe just like a sprinkle or like a little splash of like downs or something. I don't know. Something's
yeah.
going, there, something's up. Yo, you ever hear the way they speak?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a.
I think it has to be. You've seen a movie Concussion. It's something going on.
Well, I remember my one of my last fights I had. My dad said to me, he says, I don't want you to fight. You know, this is, you get kicked in the head. Next thing you know, you can't work. You know? And then he passed away a couple months later. So I was like, well, that was it. I was done.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And because once you start thinking about it, when I didn't give a shit. You know, I felt invincible. You know, I'd been in real fights and certain like secret and then. And security work and you know,
secret. I was like, Kumite?
Yeah,
secret,
you know, yeah, I fought Kumite. you know what I mean? I've been in real street brawls and I've been paid to, you know, to secure people's life, you know, safety. And so you have that confidence in you, you know what I mean? And you run that, but once you lose that confidence, which is a question about McGregor, he's lost. He knows the guy can fuck him up. You know, so you're always going to have that in the back of your head.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how long the fight goes.
I can't wait. I'm definitely.
What do you predict?
I'm the same thing. I just think Nate's too strong for him. Now, I think McGregor's a shifty kind of guy. I think if he plays him a little smarter, I think he can get. Yeah, I think he can fuck with him. He's not going to try to strike with him. You know, he's going to try to like you know get him in some sort of hold or you know hopefully use some kick. I don't know. I haven't seen McGregor enough lately, but
well, if
he said he goes, I'm going to march right up there and I'm going to punch him. I'm just going to march right in front of
right
his
up
face.
There and punch him in the face.
Punch him in the face.
Well, yeah. We know if McGregor wins, there's definitely going to be a McGregor Diaz 3.
I think
for
the big,
sure
the big money is in the trilogy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Could, I agree.
Is could
well, the real question is anything in cahoots about this? They say, look,
could you,
let's make this close. I don't
if
know if
I
a
was
UFC
Diaz,
fighter.
I would talk to McGregor on the side and be like, look, I'll throw this fight and then we'll go to and it's
and
another paycheck.
And the third one will be
it's another paycheck.
Well, that's what sports needs because it's not in boxing anymore. I miss the good old days when you watch heavyweights, Foreman, Frazier.
Yeah,
you know,
boxing is dead,
you know,
man.
Now it's
nobody
like,
watches boxing.
And the death of boxing was Mayweather in that last fight when he danced
biggest
around
fucking
with,
joke
with fucking
Pacquiao.
With Pacquiao.
I hated that man.
Yeah.
He just but you know what? Like technically, he's a great boxer. Hit and don't get hit. That's his philosophy.
Yeah, but
we
want to
see people knock people out.
But
that's
as
why
a sport,
we watch.
That's like playing tennis and not scoring. Just agree. Just go ahead and volleying all day.
Right.
You know what I mean? Oh, I don't want to score. I'll just volley with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, speaking of sports, you talked about Olympics. You know,
yeah.
Of course, Usain Bolt.
Usain
Bolt. Hussein Obama. Saddam Hussein Bolt. You know, the one I want to talk about is two things. You
okay.
saw the chick that beat the American by jumping over the
oh
fucking...
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
The girl dived over the finish
oh,
line.
Oh, she dove the
was
finish
it 200?
Line.
Right.
400.
400.
Yeah.
Which
the
is one lap, right?
One
or
lap,
half,
yeah.
Yeah, one lap. And I would be pissed if I was the American chick. Like, what the fuck kind of bullshit are you jumping over a fuck? What is this fucking... What are you, Johnny? What are you Pete Rose
that
fucking
was,
sliding into third
that
base?
That was cheap.
It was fucked up.
That was
but, I mean,
cheap.
Listen, to win.
I got to disagree because I ran track in high school and you do whatever you can. Like,
right.
Well, you'll dive. Like, you'll die to win.
Wow. Well, I guess if you're in the fucking Olympics, if you made it that far.
Because it's your torso
you
that they
it.
Count. It's your chest coming over first.
Right.
So if she was standing up straight and the other woman just.
The other girl had her.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the hips because if it was the hips, she would have lost.
Yeah. I thought it was the head.
No, it's your torso.
That's if you're a fucking horse.
Well, shit. They run
win
as fast.
Win by nose.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah.
If it was win by a nose, all the Jewish runners would be fucking winning. Stupid racist joke. Any rate, so you know, I so that was one thing. You know, you watch this, And I watched the I watched the girl Simone on the balance beam.
Oh yeah. Why? What did she do?
She came in third or something.
Okay.
She lost because she stumbled. She was credible on it. All of a sudden, she stumbled. It's amazing how anybody could do anything on that fucking balance beam.
It fucking
beam.
Looks so dangerous. You know what I mean? I feel like
the beam is only 4 inches wide.
Right.
It's like a remote control.
You're doing fucking flips
to.
On this goddamn thing.
I challenge most people just to be able to walk from one end to the other on it.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to get it, what it's like, go on a curb. Go on, like, the street and get on a curb and just try to walk.
Do a fucking flip.
Do a cartwheel.
Yeah, do a flip on your curb. You know, just try that out. Just try to walk it first.
You
got to
give them credit, man. But it's ridiculous how they do one little wobble and they take away so much fucking points.
Right.
It's like, bitch, judge, you get the fuck up there and do that.
Then I was watching the diving. The Russian guy was supposed to win. He fucking hit his foot on the board.
Ugh.
It was windy. People complaining about the wind. Even the Chinese guy, like, I fucking can't win. Fucking blow me over. You think I'm too small. And then the American guys are doing good. I think the finals are coming up on the springboard.
Did you guys see that thing on the internet? It was like the Filipino divers. At the Philippine like games,
no, but I'm loving to hear what you're gonna say about it.
Well, it's hilarious. They dive. The first teammate jumps and does literally a belly flop.
Right.
And then he gets out. He high fives this guy like, yeah, good job. And the next guy gets up, does the same thing, hits his back.
Oh my god,
it's all over the internet.
That's
seen
no.
It?
No, I got a story by the way, and I'm straight from the headlines. We'll come back after the break, but
okay,
there was a little sexual controversy.
In the Olympics?
With the Brazilian synchronized divers.
Why?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like you guys, you know, when you're on your boy band days.
Yeah?
Banging people, you know.
Oh, they're hooking up with each other?
Yeah. Well, somebody was, you know, fucking around, so she had to go sleep somewhere else. And she ended up sleeping with the German fucking woman's hammer toss chick.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and she, you know, she was snoring. I don't know.
That's hilarious.
You know, but anyway. But the last thing about the Olympics, when I was watching it last night, they had one of the, I think it was the 200 yard hurdles. I think it was the hurdles.
Well, there's 400 hurdles. 400
maybe
hurdles.
400. And this one guy from France, in this year's Olympics, if you jump the gun.
It's one. You're out.
Right. In the old days, if you had like, you get two chances to be too fast, like jump the start, like go before the gun.
False start.
And this one fucking, can you imagine spending years and years for training for the Olympics, right? You're there, the travel. You're fucking there. You're like, oh, okay, here's my day, you know? And then you get up on the line and you jump the fucking gun and you're disqualified.
Kill yourself.
That's it.
What do you do at that point?
That guy's
That's
out.
That's the most miserable memory of your whole life.
It sucks, but I think they do it because, you know, the runners can use it as a strategy to throw the other runners off to rattle them. So if everyone has one false start, that could be 8 false starts. There's 8 lanes.
Didn't that happen in the Korean Olympics? In the South Korean Olympics, in Japan, where it was, Sochi, wherever it was, they had that. That would seem to be a strategy the runners were doing. Like they wanted to, somebody who wasn't ranked that high would try to get the main guy to.
What do you mean?
Rattle.
So they juke someone else would run?
They purposely false start.
Got you.
So kind of so that because they know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But nobody else knows. If you're planning it, you know what's about to happen. But everybody else is a little. Now you're like fuck. Now you're gonna make sure you don't start late, right? And you're right. And I think it happened a few times. And
yeah.
I think that's why they changed it.
Wow.
One false start. This fucking guy from France, and you could tell you're looking at the agony in this guy's face.
I can imagine.
You know, cause he's like, because all I knew, I can almost read his mind. He's like, oh my god, all the people back home are gonna be like, what the fuck? You know, like, or for France, like, you idiot.
How did it go? I
you piece of shit.
You go all the way there and you don't even get on. That's piss on you.
I false started.
Yeah, I came quick.
He was always known for premature ejaculation.
Yeah. Ever since he was little. Yeah, that was the fucked up. I'm watching. That was one thing I took home from the Olympics, or took back from watching Olympics last night. This poor schlep.
Another, you know,
all those years of training and then gets on there and like, on your mark, get set. Oh, fuck.
Could you imagine going to the Olympics and training your whole life and doing like you're an Olympic star? You're on TV, you're winning gold medals, and then you go to Rio and you get. You saw they got robbed at gunpoint. The fucking the
guy,
swimmers.
Oh,
Ryan Lochte. Yeah. I mean, he's a douche anyway with his silver hair and his grills and all this shit. But like, that's fucked up. Why don't Olympic athletes have like escorts or like?
Well, I think a lot of them do have
security.
Escorts. What do you mean? Oh, well, security. Escorts.
Security. I'm not talking about fucking. You know.
I'm talking about the professionals.
Oh. Oh my! Are you gonna put that song on again?
But, well, yeah, keep watching Olympics. I love watching Olympics.
Me too.
By the way, like I said earlier this week, a tragedy on the Polish national team.
Oh, what happened? They ran backwards?
No, half of the Poland's javelin catching team was injured.
Oh, boy.
In practice last week. And they got to figure out how that's going to fix. They're running out of half team members each time. Anyway, well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Elgin David.
What up?
And Josh.
Hey.
And we'll be back with Straight From the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Pete Lee, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, because it's late, and I just woke up.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight From the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And it's time for Straight From the Headlines, where we talk about stories from around the world and make fun of it.
Hey, Peter did make it to the show today. There he was. That was his cameo.
Look at Peter.
Thanks for showing up, Peter.
So nice of him.
We miss you.
By the way, he's going to go to the first Food for Thought show that Sunday, next Sunday?
Is it? I thought it was tomorrow. Or today, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, well, is it Wednesday?
It was supposed to be, yeah.
He's doing something 4 to 6 somewhere.
It was supposed to be Wednesday.
But, yeah, but then he put on Facebook that he's doing the show on Sundays.
Okay, from somewhere. I'm going to have to hit him up because I thought it was today.
Well, I thought it was Wednesday as well.
Right, so I guess I'll hit him up and see what's up. But yeah, definitely I want to go. That's amazing. Radio show, free food, hell yeah, I'll be there.
Right, you know what I mean? And I feel bad because he said the Sunday thing. I'm like, well, this Sunday, I'm going to be coming home from, it was 2 weeks from the Sunday, right?
Okay, yeah.
So I'm coming back from Chattanooga.
Oh.
And then the week after, I'm coming back from Vegas on Sunday. So I can't make 2 weeks. But I'll be there for the other one. Anyway.
True.
Here's a story. Sex scandal rocks Brazilian Olympic team.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Seems like one of the women divers has nuts. Oh, my kidding.
Hey, Brazil!
I watched this one. There was a German woman throwing the ball and chain. Yeah, what's that thing called?
The shot put?
No.
You swing that
the
ball.
Hammer throw.
The hammer throw. Right? It's a hammer throw, right?
Yep.
Boy, she looked like Bear Webb.
Bear Webb is awesome.
Yeah, she's great.
I love her.
As Peter Leonard, was here. He's a great dude. sex scandal rocks Brazilian Olympic team. In Rio de Janeiro, the Brazilian athletes at the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro have been rolled by a fight between two synchronized divers over an all-night sex session, according to the report. The report says that said the divers Ingrid Oliveira and Giovanna Pedrosa are roommates in the Olympic Village, and Oliveira reportedly kicked out Pedrosa so she could bang some Olympic dude. He was a canoeist.
Canoeist? So wait,
I didn't know the canoeists were getting all the pussy.
Hell yeah.
A Brazilian diver even?
Yeah, show me that paddle, baby.
Hey, baby, come watch me row my canoe.
Yeah, row my cock.
The Brazilian website Globo Esporte reported that Pedrosa had to sleep in another room, and the divers were supposed to compete the following day. The two divers finished last in the 10-meter platform.
Did they not learn anything from watching Rocky? Women weaken knees, Rock!
The 10-meter platform competition.
It's hilarious. But, you know, they say that like, you're not supposed to have sex before you compete.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever followed that. If it happened, it happened.
I'd rather go and lose than say
it's
no.
It's one thing if you hook up. Like, if you're in the Olympic Village and you're sitting there, can you imagine you got a big meet tomorrow and like, one of the Brazilian fucking track-running chicks, you know, with an ass. So like,
oh my God.
Oh, no, the volleyball chicks. Yeah, Have you seen? Yeah. Oh, my God.
All the NBA dudes are out there fucking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they're not even watching the ball. They're just watching for, like, crotch shots. Oliveira was reportedly with fellow Brazilian competitor Pedro Gonçalves for the night.
Mm.
Good for Pedro.
All right, Pedro.
Go vote for Pedro.
If your name's Pedro and you're in a canoe, it's your day. Woman settles a lawsuit now to okay the use of atheist on her license plate.
Wait, okay, new story. So wait, somebody wants to use the word atheist?
It's the letter 8 and then theist connected to it.
8 theist, got it.
In Newark, New Jersey, go figure New Jersey, bunch of fucking atheists. A woman whose request for a vanity license plate reading atheist with the 8 in front was denied 2 years ago when state officials said it might be considered offensive and will not be allowed to display it, although Ass Man's fine. The settlement filed in federal court on Friday resolves a lawsuit filed in 2014 by Shannon Morgan as part of a settlement that the State Motor Vehicle Commission also will issue the following vanity plates or combinations that are substantially similar: secular, rational, humanist, atheism, godless, heathen, heretic, skeptic, blasphemer, reason, evolved, trans, LGBTers, cocksucker. No, I put that one in there.
Nice.
Ass junk, ass, what was that? Ass pirate.
How would you do cocksucker? Like C-K-S-K-R.
Yeah.
Cocksucker. Right. Speaking about ass man, our lawyer in Germany when we were in a boy band.
His name was Sven Assman.
Sven Assman.
Really?
And did he not look like a fucking pear?
He
had a huge ass. It was the weirdest thing.
Hmm.
8 foot tall dude.
Well, the names are appropriate, like, you know, Bolt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My drug dealer in high school, his name was Greengrass.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
It's nice. You know, Wiener got caught with a Wiener photo.
Oh, he did. True that.
Right?
Anthony Wiener.
Right. And of course, you know, Bernie Madoff. Madoff with millions,
he made off
billions.
With millions.
You know what I'm saying? It's all, you know, you better find out that your next hooker name isn't Shirley No Cure.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Sally AIDS.
Yeah.
You want a private dance?
No.
Hi, my name is Sin Penicillin.
My name is Herp Ease.
Morgan's lawsuit of vehicle violated her First Amendment rights when its website rejected the atheist vanity plate. She said she received a message stating her request was ineligible as it may carry connotations offensive to good taste and decency. Morgan said then she filled out the online application using the phrase Baptist, which the website accepted. She said she sent the agency a letter complaint by registered mail and made several attempts to contact them by phone, of which all were unanswered. Of course, who the fuck's going to answer this fucking diz?
But she finally got it, right?
Yeah, religious liberty advocacy group Americans United for Separation of Church and State, based in Washington, D.C., filed a lawsuit on her behalf. Yeah, so she won. Yeah, I think you should put anything on your license plate. I'm a fucking douche.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You know, I lick crotch. You know?
I do.
Why not? Put anything you want on there.
Yeah, why not? It's not going to matter.
Did you ever have a vanity plate? Did you ever put anything
on
your
never plate? Had a vanity plate. I don't see the
significance
purpose.
Or purpose.
I'm not wasting money on that shit.
Right?
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I was driving in L.A., and I see people, this guy, driving with, like, a little Porsche, and it said Spencer on the plate. Like, everyone needs to know this is Spencer's Porsche. I'm like, right. This guy must have a tiny dick.
Right.
And he needs to put his name on his Porsche.
Well, anybody named Spencer.
Well, true story.
Chili powder, condoms, firecrackers, boost Tanzania elephant protection.
I don't know what the fuck you just said.
Yeah, let me try that with my teeth in. Chili powder, condoms. Chili powder, condoms.
Okay.
Firecrackers boost Tanzania's elephant protection.
Okay, what?
Conservationists in Tanzania are using an unorthodox way of keeping elephants from wandering into human settlements by throwing condoms filled with chili powder at them.
Oh.
The method has proved effective. Which hit upon the idea several years ago with U.S.-based Nature Conservancy, has stepped up its promotion, training volunteers and villages on how to throw it. Huh.
Can I be honest, why can't they just use regular balloons? Why does it have to be condoms?
Well, I imagine they don't burst.
You know regular I mean? Balloons?
Yeah, well, you know,
right,
regular so balloons, you put something in it, they can
break.
They
burst, yeah.
But a condom has that reservoir.
Wait, so they don't want it to burst? Oh.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I would imagine you would make like a bomb and throw it, and it would go, poof, and then they'd be like, "Fuck, I'm not going over there anymore."
Well, maybe you don't tie the condom up. Maybe you just fill it and throw it at them. And it,
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The method. Yeah.
We're not using these anyway. Might as well throw them with fucking chili powder. You know, oh my God. Anyway, continue.
It says here, Tanzania to use nonviolent four-step way to protecting their homes and crops without hurting the animals. Previously, man used spears to defend themselves.
Tanzania. I think it's Tanzania.
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 And Tasmania and Tasmania.
Friday is World Elephant Day, which is dedicated to the protection of the animals. Or just fat chicks.
Fuck elephants.
So they're trying to protect them by throwing chili powder at them? That's fucked up.
Since we developed the toolkit, we have seen an attitude change with these communities, whereby they are much more confident that they can keep elephants out of their fields without harming the elephants. In Tanzania.
Tanzania.
Tanzania. What the fuck? You guys let me go on, you prick. The first two steps involve shining a torch at the trespassing elephant and sounding a horn. If it's not deterred, so-called chili cloud is thrown. You know, they hit it and poof, you know.
That's fucked up.
Chili powder mixed with soil is packed with a firecracker into a condom. Its end is twisted shut with just the fuse exposed. When lit, the condom bursts, opening the bag, spraying a fine dust of chili powder into the air. One whiff with that big trunk, and they're pissed.
So it's like pepper spray for elephants.
Right.
And the light is their warning before they get tased.
Yeah.
You resist! Know, you're resisting!
Yeah. You know, don't, elephant lives matter.
That was the best elephant sound ever. Do it again.
No, there's Chewbacca.
It's like an elephant drowning.
Yeah. That sounds like an elephant from Tanzania.
Yeah, there you go.
Could happen.
Here's another story. Oregon man finds portable toilet filled with pot.
Yes.
Can you imagine going to a Jiffy John? It's like got roses, like just a tree of buds in it.
I wish.
I should be so lucky. It says here in Rogue River, Oregon, police in the southern Oregon community of Rogue River say a man walking through a park discovered a portable toilet filled with marijuana plants. The agency posted a photo on social media Wednesday saying it's the largest seizure of pot the department has ever made.
Wow.
And oddly enough, they're going to have a big party on the weekend and celebrate. Marijuana grows are common in Southern Oregon, which has some of the nation's best conditions for outdoor cultivation. I got to tell you, I smoked some weed from that part of the country, and it's fucking awesome.
It's the best weed out there?
Yeah. It's like the Napa Valley of wines.
Wow.
Chief Ken Lewis said Thursday that police still don't know how the pot got there. Think somebody just ate it and then shit it? He says it could be anything from a pickup point to a disgruntled citizen making a statement about all the marijuana growers. Lewis said a public works employee checked the toilet 3 hours before the discovery was made, and it was empty. People playing tennis on a nearby court saw nothing suspicious.
So you think it was like a drop-off point? Like somebody said, hey, the porta-potty... be there at this time.
Yeah.
The weed will be there. And then someone had to take a shit and found it.
But it's plants. It's not like it's...
What the fuck? It's like legit plants. It's not even like, wow. It's fucking... it's branches of weed. Wow. That's hilarious.
It's going to have a shitty taste.
I was
going to
say, that's even real shitty.
Yeah. That's shitty weed.
It smells like shit, man.
Hey, man. Here's a guy who's lucky. Well, actually, twice lucky.
Really?
Dubai crash landing survivor then wins $1 million in the lotto.
What?
So not only do you survive the crash, like we were talking about earlier in the show.
Right.
Then he comes home like, I can't believe it. I fucking crashed in the plane.
Holy
shit. My head hurts. Oh, my fucking head. I'll never fly again. I win $1 million. How am I going to buy a jet?
Crash myself.
Dubai, United Arab Emirates, after he escaped unharmed from burning wreckage of an Emirates airplane that had crash landed in Dubai, which was recently. Remember that plane you saw?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mohammed Bashir already considered himself lucky. Yes, I'm lucky. I'm very lucky. Then came the call telling him he had won $1 million.
Wow.
I said, don't joke, the 62-year-old Indian recounted, laughing inside the auto body repair shop where he works in Dubai. They said, you are the winner. I said, no. Bashir won Dubai Duty Free's Millennium Millionaire Sweepstakes Tuesday with a ticket he purchased July 6th, just before he boarded the death plane.
So does duty free mean that it's like a million straight up, no taxes taken out?
Well, definitely not duty free like that weed.
Oh, yeah.
That weed wasn't duty free. Yeah, duty free means you get it. Yours, tax free.
I would imagine Dubai being like an expensive place to live, though.
It's one of the world's most expensive.
Right,
place.
So that million's probably not going to last.
Yeah, he can afford cab fare.
Shit. Yeah.
Good, I can afford an Uber drive home.
He'll probably still be working at the auto body.
Yeah. Show. He believes the 1,000 dirham, which is about $270, ticket number 845 in the series M222 was his 17th attempt to win the sweepstakes.
Wow.
Yet perhaps his luckiest numbers were yet to come as he boarded Emirates flight EK-521 on August 3rd to return to Dubai. Sitting in a seat 26G, Bashir said the flight passed normally for the 300 on board until the Boeing 777-300 attempted to land in Dubai International Airport, the world's busiest international airfield. The plane hit the runway, bounced, and slammed into the ground, much like Dougie when he tried to get on the wall in Asheville. For Bashir, who works at Altair Motors Auto Body Shop, a fleet of operation coordinator, he had felt like the shuddering stop of a speeding car with anti-lock brakes. So yeah, you fucking get on a, you win a, well, actually, he won the lottery, and then he got on a plane.
So he could have not ever got to enjoy that fucking money.
Yeah. He's going, his wife's going, you never filled out the fucking beneficiary form, you fucking idiot.
Well, good for him, man. Hopefully he buys a camel and some shit. I don't know.
Listen to this racist stuff. Come on, a camel?
Well, I meant a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
Camel cigarette.
Somebody was telling me recently that everybody that know that they knew from when they were young that smoked camel cigarettes is dead.
Well, they had no filters originally, right?
Right.
I can imagine they'd be fucking dead smoking those goddamn things.
Speaking of flying, hidden monkey on a Las Vegas bound flight causes a stir.
Shut the fuck up. A monkey came out of nowhere?
Hey, that's a monkey? No, it's my dog. It's good, looks a little different.
It's my son.
Your dog has hands. Las Vegas airline officials say they called for help after a passenger was found stowing a monkey in his shirt during a Las Vegas bound flight.
Wow.
It's not a monkey. I'm just glad to see you.
How the fuck did he get a monkey on there through, like, the security?
Right. Frontier Airlines spokesman Richard Oliver says the incident happened Tuesday night on a flight from Columbus, Ohio to Las Vegas. Oliver says the passenger broke policy by not informing the airline that he was bringing a service animal on board and then refused to turn over documents verifying the monkey status. Turns out it was just Kevin White. What's his name again?
Who?
The black comic, there's a little guy.
Kevin Hart. So me saying a camel's not racist.
Wow.
You calling Kevin Hart a black comic a monkey, that's not racist.
I was little. I was thinking a little only. I wasn't thinking black.
Sure.
I was going to say tattoo.
That just vindicated me of everything I've said this entire episode.
Listen, all lives matter. Oliver says, passion. McCarran International Airport spokesman Christine Cruz says law enforcement officials met up with the plane and determined that the monkey was a certified service animal. Oliver says the animal was brought surreptitiously onto the plane in a duffel bag and never became loose or uncontained during the flight. It wasn't immediately clear whether the passenger faces consequences. My dog could never go in a little bag. I was sitting by this chick one time on a flight, and she had this little dog in the bag under the seat, and every once in a while she'd go, oh,
yeah, but some dogs are good. Your dog's jumping all over the place.
They have to turn the fucking plane around.
Yeah, but I didn't know that you can have a monkey as a service animal. I thought it was just dogs.
Right.
Like maybe a gerbil. I don't know. Fuck. But a fucking monkey?
Hmm.
That's crazy. You know monkeys throw shit. I mean, I wouldn't want a monkey out in public. You just see the video of the little girl who went to the zoo and the monkey threw shit on her?
Yeah, that was today. I saw
hilarious.
That.
Hilarious.
They were making fun of the, was it like a baboon?
A baboon.
Yeah.
And the monkey said, ah!
Yeah, they're making fun of the baboon. The baboon's getting all fucked up and pissed. He reaches over and throws shit at him. And the girls are like...
The little daughter had shit right in her face, yeah, and lips.
Oh, my
arm.
God.
Yeah, it looked like a big mole.
Direct hit. It was perfect.
Yeah, and she was sitting there like, didn't know what to do, and I'm laughing.
The dad's laughing at her.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Good. They learn a lesson. Don't fucking... I also saw the video... What the fuck? Oh, you see the panda shitting on the other panda?
No.
There's like a panda bear like laying, like napping. What else do pandas do? And like in this enclosure.
Yeah.
And another panda bear like was on the bench like above it and like just started shitting. Looked like little green apples. You know, and it hit him and it kept landing on his fucking head. He's just sleeping.
He didn't even move?
No. Dropped like three or four of these clumps on him.
That's some kinky ass pandas.
Yeah, that's what the panda's thing. The panda goes, what are you doing? Like, yeah, fucking Art Kelly panda. And in a story, as irony seems to be the day, train car derails in Iowa, hits a bar called Derailed. Ah, the soothing sounds.
I'm not going to lie, that scared the shit out of me.
What the fuck is that?
I thought we'd all died.
I swear, I was sitting here and that scared the shit out of me.
Yeah.
So wait, a train derails and hit a bar called Derailed.
That's right, Charles City, Iowa. Police say a freight train car that derailed in northern Iowa rolled into and damaged a trackside tavern called Derailed.
That's hilarious.
Police Chief Hugh Anderson says the accident occurred around 4 a.m. Tuesday as crews moved rail cars and changed connections in Charles City. Anderson says it appears that the track separated and the grain car tipped about 45 degrees into the back of the bar.
Wow. So they were just delivering the grains.
That's right.
To make some more beer.
That's right.
You think it was an Amtrak?
Don't think so.
I'm telling you, they're terrible.
Anyway. Anderson says the patrol officer called him to say a train car had derailed into derailed. And it is never, ever a day to get to say that. I've never could say that before. No one was injured. The bar owner estimates damage of about $10,000.
Oh, not a bet.
I don't know about that. Looks like a shitty bar. Anyway. Hey, we're going to take a... That's it. We'll have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
It's over?
That's right.
Oh,
a little
man.
Shorter show. Let us know what you think about that. Tweet us at Wake Up Dougie. Tell us if you like the shorter segments. Less or more. That depends. But don't forget, tonight's Wednesday. Wise Guys Comedy Show. I'll be there hosting along with special guest Chris Z, your feature comedian. Who did I say it was?
You didn't say.
I didn't say?
No. You just said Gillespie.
Oh, Alex Maurizio.
Oh, fucking Maurizio. He's funny. Man.
Alex Maurizio, the surgeon.
Yeah.
The comic surgeon.
The richest comedian in our circle. Honestly,
right.
What the fuck is he doing comedy? This guy's a medical doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And he does comedy because he likes to laugh in our faces.
Right.
Our fucking...
It's crazy.
Whatever.
And then, of course, your headliner, Terry Gillespie, the rubber face man.
That's going to be a great show.
That's right. Thursday night, it'll be at Anthony's in Cape Coral, closing the show. And then it'll be Friday and Saturday in St. Pete at Coconuts. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And you can follow Elgin at...
You can follow me at Elgin David Comic, and you can also see me on MTV's Wild and Out Thursday nights at 10 p.m. on MTV.
There you go. How about you there, Eyebrows?
Hey, Eyebrows, you can follow at J Rand Official, J-R-A-N-D Official.
There you go. Thanks again for listening, guys, and I don't know if we're going to have a show tomorrow, but stick around or find out, you know, pay attention. You know, maybe if you're from Tanzania, you you know, you may not get cable, but in Tanzania, you do. Anyway, thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow us on Stitcher and on iTunes. Subscribe, it's free. Tell your friends. We'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot. People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They guessed the limits of imagination.